This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Heading into the weekend, and the weekends usually, if they don't make people happy, make them a little less bummed out, right? Hey, okay, I can relax a little bit. Well, for the first time, I've got a guest on I've been wanting to talk to for a long time. And she's got a new book out. It's really climbing up the bestseller charts, New York Times, etc., despite the obstacles thrown in its way. It's called A Mind of Your Own, and it's by Kelly Brogan, M.D., The Truth About Depression and How Women Can Heal Their Bodies to Reclaim Their Lives. Dr. Kelly Brogan, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm only sorry it's taken this long to get you on.
Ah, it's such an honor to be here. Very exciting. I'm happy to be here, Robert.
Well, you've done some extraordinary things over your career, and you definitely stood strong for the concept of holistic medicine, holistic viewpoints on health and healing, and of course the mind, mental, and emotional issues. And you know, if anybody needs proof, your new book is that proof. And I guess we're going to get into the book. Don't worry, I want to get there because of the obstacles thrown in your way, the shocking revelations within. Oh, you can't be booked on a mainstream television show. Why not? We'll find out. But first and foremost, your journey as an MD to what you do now. Of course, we typically think MDs because of the Flexner Report of 1910. You're only about drugs. You've been taught about pharmacology and basically using pills and nothing else. Something happened to you in a good way.
Yeah. So I certainly was raised in a very conventional family, not as a new age hippie, and I was very much of the belief that perfect health was just one prescription away, better living through chemistry. And I, went through medical school and residency and my fellowship very interested in really mastering the art of psychopharmacology. And I wrote, probably tens of thousands of prescriptions until I was pregnant myself, specialized in medicating pregnant women. Believe it or not, that's actually a specialty in psychiatry. It's called reproductive psychiatry.
Wow.
And I remember, writing a prescription for Zoloft for a pregnant patient. I myself was pregnant and thinking, it's weird, but I would never want to take this medication as a pregnant woman. Mm. And so it was like this cognitive dissonance, right? But I sort of ignored that, and it wasn't until about 9 months postpartum when I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and that same voice came up, and I said, I don't want to take synthetic hormone for the rest of my life. There's got to be another way. So I consulted a naturopath, which is very strange to me, even looking back, that I even, considered doing that. But of course, then went on to put into remission what I had learned in my conventional training was a chronic and, potentially even disabling illness that needed to be managed without any hope of real remediation, mitigation, or cure. And that really raised a lot of flags for me. And, I began to see that I wasn't told the whole picture and that this sort of like one pill for one ill model was really only part of the story.
Wow. You had an allopathic or pharmaceutical upbringing just like I did. And of course, for me to switch into homeopathic medicine was a radical departure, not something I knew of early on at all until my adult years. And so learning about these things later in life, it's funny how much you might say you learned after medical school the real stuff for healing.
There was a lot of unlearning, in fact. And I think there has to be fertile ground for reception of that type of information, right? Because this is all old knowledge, right? You know, you and I have, what we've ended up sort of delving into is really has been known for thousands and thousands of years. You know, all of the ancient medicinal practices are, you know, Ayurveda, Chinese medicine, they're based on principles that now holistic medicine is trying to champion, but these are old concepts. You just have to be ready to accept what they, you know, have to offer. And I don't think I would have been ready if I hadn't had my own experiential, you know, learning process where I could actually feel that my body was capable of something I was actually taught in my training that it wasn't.
Yeah, we have to get beat up often. We have to suffer. We have to have pain. And I'm not saying everybody does, but I know my journey was similar in that way. I suffered with tremendous amount of diseases from zero to the age 24, always addressed medically until I gave up on modern medicine at Emory University at the age of 19. I was like, this is not healing. I don't want anything to do with this.
Yes.
And that led me on a different journey, of course, eventually into homeopathic medicine and all the people that I've connected with through broadcast media since then. Now, one of those folks became a very close personal friend of mine and of yours.
Mm.
Before he died, our good friend, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, and you had the great treasure, fortune of working with him pretty closely in the last 6 months or so of his life. Am I getting that sort of right?
Yes, that's absolutely right. You know, I saw him speak at a New York City holistic sort of meetup called the Functional Forum. And this was in January of last year. And, you know, it was one of those moments in life where things feel like they're slowing down, you know, to almost emphasize the critical importance of what's happening before your eyes. And I just, you know, my life was never the same. But in my experience, how you could hear Nick speak and speak about even one of his many hundreds of cases of putting into remission, you know, terminal cancer, and not just remission, but, you know, creating a path for longevity and vitality for his patients that they never would have had any access to, how you could hear about one of these cases and not have your entire life changed, I'm not sure. And obviously, you know, you've had a similar, you know, response to what this man was up to. But I, you know, I'm a very determined person, and when I set my mind on something, there's no stopping me. So I set my mind on learning everything there was to learn from this man. And, you know, amazingly, he, you know, received me with open arms. And I spent 7 months, you know, in his office, picking his brain, learning everything I could about what he was up to. And it was a very, you know, he became almost like a psycho-spiritual father to me. I'd never had a mentor in my entire life. I'd always done everything alone. And it's, you know, it's been the hardest experience of my entire life to have lost him so quickly. So, but I appreciate the gift in it as well. You know, what I had exposure to is something so few people could have enjoyed. So,
well, I'm blessed that he had you there as well to kind of impart some of this info. This is the kind of man who you just don't want to leave this planet ever, but much less without trying to communicate or attempting or succeeding in communicating these methods and these procedures as well. Now, of course, as an MD psychiatrist, it not necessarily the focus of your practice, but of course you can recognize the connection very clearly, and of course in your book you talk about it as well, between the physical state of health, nutritional state, all of these things, and the impact on mental emotional health. So probably there was an impact there.
Yeah, tremendously. You know, the truth about holistic medicine is that there really are no specialties, right? I mean, that it becomes very clear that our reductionist thinking around, you know, sort of segmenting off elements, organs, and systems in the body into all of these subspecialties is a very allopathic perspective. You know, again, all of these ancient traditional, you know, medical approaches see the body as highly and sophisticatedly interconnected in all of its various arenas. So, you know, everything that I learned from him is directly applicable to my patients. And the truth is, he's, as you know, right, like he's very well known for his cancer care, but, you know, he cured diabetes, chronic fatigue. He saw many psychiatric patients, various autoimmune disorders, Lyme disease. I mean, he treated everyone in his practice, and there really wasn't anyone beyond, you know, the reaches of the protocol. But he did help me to appreciate the importance of belief and of a specific alchemy with your patients around, you know, sort of trust in a process, trust in your body, And really a commitment to honoring your body in a way that, you know, his protocol really helps people to do. So that was a major gift, you know, for me to understand that it's not just about the science and the data. It has to also be consistent with what you believe. And the mindset underpinning a holistic medical practice is quite different, obviously. You know, in that it actually understands the meaning of, like you said, suffering. You know, in this model, illness and suffering and symptoms have a meaning. They're not just purposeless mistakes that the body is making, right?
In a molecular reductionist view, a doctor would say, what purpose is belief? I mean, why bother with that, right? And this takes a, you know, a whole new recognition of reality, of life itself, that in many ways, some would say it's esoteric if we're conceiving that we have a spiritual purpose to be here, in fact. And Nick was a very spiritual man, and yet so grounded in the sciences, more so than any scientist, because much of the science that's being conducted is more like religion in a weird way.
That's exactly right. And you know, what I really learned very much through him is that science is at its best purpose when it is reflecting back to us, you know, the wonder of the human organism, right? Mm-hmm. Because it does have that capacity. And even, you know, more recent science around the microbiome, for example, that's exactly what it's doing. It's reflecting back to us what we should have already known, which is that we are inextricably connected to the rest of the living world, right? But science can become very dangerous when we experience it as a destination, right? Like, we've arrived and this is it, and we've figured it out and there's no going back. You know, then it becomes almost a weapon of destruction. So,
I've said that, you know, the healers that I respect are the ones that have never hung their hat and said, it's over, it's done, I've learned everything. And Nick was like that.
Yes.
And my mentor in homeopathy was like that. And I know you are also like that, always curious, always learning. And Dr. Nick Gonzalez was so curious. And I think if you're curious about your healing out there listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show right now, you're going to want to read A Mind of Your Own, Dr. Kelly Brogan's wonderful new book. It's already a bestseller, but it has a lot of obstacles to overcome to reach into the mainstream. But we're going to out-create that. We're going to go and end around that. And those of you who'd like to learn more, we have special links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. There's a nice banner. You can just click it, go there. We're blasting it out through the social networks as well. And this book has only been out for, what, a week or two now?
A week, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like brand spanking new. And it's, tell me, what bestseller list has it already hit? I saw New York Times.
Yeah, so New York Times in a pretty tough category to crack, so that was an amazing surprise. And then USA Today and Publishers Weekly. It was interesting, though, that it's on Amazon. It sold out within 24 hours, and I can only, you know, it's like top 20 books out of 8.8 million. It's just really only to be credited to grassroots energy around, you know, readiness for this type of information, because I didn't log 1 minute on mainstream media.
That's a beautiful thing, to show the power of the new media.
Exactly.
The welcoming with open arms, this kind of information in support of genuine health and healing. Dr. Kelly Brogan is my guest this hour. We're going to talk a lot more about specifically her new book, what it's all about, why you want to get plugged into it, how to do so as well. So stick with us. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out. The links are up at robertscottbell.com. If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The book is called A Mind of Your Own, the truth about depression and how women can heal their bodies to reclaim their lives. Now, man, I don't want you to think it's not for you as well, because the concepts and the things that are touched on in this book can apply across the sexes, but certainly women kind of get the short shrift in allopathic medicine. I mean, they are really targeted, and I don't say this in a good way. When I think of physical health, I think uterus are us, body part, drive-through removal services. You know how they're so willing to take away women's body parts. I'm thinking if men were the subject of that, men would be running from doctors, but women still subject themselves to the male-dominated molecular reductionists, remove things that are aberrant, like your ovaries were put there by accident.
Exactly. Manage our births and largely play on our innate fears, right? Mm-hmm. So women are prescribed antidepressants at more than double the rate of men. And, you know, it just so happens to be my specialty is women's health. But the truth is that, you know, this information is, of course, applicable, right, to anyone from a teenager to an elderly gentleman. It's really just a roadmap to sort of a very different way of thinking about your quote-unquote psychiatric symptoms or even your struggle.
Did you have to suppress some of your femininity to become a medical doctor? Because it is so male-dominated, and many women I've spoken to over the years who became doctors, they don't like to admit or acknowledge that. But just like the idea of hysteria, hysterectomy, all about having a uterus, a womb, this is the kind of thing that the men really looked at and belittled, and in order to succeed there, you almost had to suppress certain aspects of your femininity.
Oh, I love this question, and it's so resonant. Yeah, I spent the better part of my adult life in my, you know, masculine energy, and obviously everybody embodies both principles, right? But mm-hmm. What was dominant for me was very much like this, I can master it, I can fix it, I can do it, get out of my way, you know, I'm here to own this paradigm. And that, you know, I'm a very ambitious person, and it was very adaptive for me. And I only started to bump up against it actually in my activism, you know, around generating awareness around pharmaceutical risks. I began to bump up against a lot of like the quote unquote failures of our efforts, you know, passing of SB 277 in California. And I started to cry myself to sleep every night, feeling hopeless. And honestly, you know, Nick Gonzalez's passing was very instrumental in my spiritual evolution, because it helped me to understand the art of surrender and really the power in accepting, you know, what is before us and trusting in various processes, and really the utility and meaning of suffering, as we were saying earlier. So I've undergone a transformation that's helped me to become more balanced, and really that required recruiting my feminine principle, because it had been, you know, stomped to the ground.
Well, this is, as I said, the modern medicine, I've often said, also lost its way, not just because it went purely pharmacological, but because it suppressed that side of ourselves. As you said, even men have a feminine side. There's an intuitive side, a nurturing side. And, you know, modern medicine became a cold, detached kind of view of the body, and the way they treat patients is numbers, you know. And it's just so disheartening. When you see it, you want to be in it, you want to run from it. And I'm saying that as a man. And and that sensitivity, you mentioned the art of surrender, how even the loss of a loved one like Dr. Nick Gonzalez can open us up to that deeper level of healing. And he teaches that even in his death, in his passing, these things.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, it's the allopathic model reflects so much of our consciousness in this culture, right, where there's this sort of like predetermined, fixed, you know, healthcare principle that is applied to the impersonal patient. And there's no room for a meaningful, you know, evolution under that framework. So this is what we're struggling with.
Yeah, Bruce Lipton, who became a friend as well over the years, and I'm sure you know him as well, talked about the consciousness, like the dinosaur consciousness. It's like we just trudge over the land, destroy it, eat everything in our path, and then wonder why, you know, something's like happened to us. Now, in your book, and we won't be able to go fully into it in this segment, but we can start. You talk about depression not being genetic, but epigenetic, and that's something I learned a lot from Bruce Lipton many years ago. That concept of the environment having the impact on gene expression.
Yes, we've all learned a lot from him. I mean, he's absolutely the forefather of this, and really, it wasn't until even 10 years ago, because I know he was talking about it probably 10 years before that, with the completion of the Human Genome Project, that, you know, we began to see that the emperor has no clothes. You know, and it's interesting what's embedded in this idea that you're born with a certain disease and you're destined to struggle with it, and you need pharmaceutical products to manage it. What's implicit in that is actually that your environment doesn't matter. What you breathe, what you eat, what you think doesn't matter. So you need a medication to manage your situation. Of course, now that's all been turned on its head, where we understand that, in fact, we speak to our genes every single day in everything we do.
Right. Stand by, Dr. Brogan. We're up against a hard break here. Kelly Brogan, MD, our guest, The Mind of Your Own is the book. And I'm just getting started, folks. This is amazing. What a great discussion. We'll be back with more of it after this.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Good cliffhanger ending the last segment as we just started to get into epigenetics. We talked Bruce Lipton and the fact that, you know, even if you have, like, I've had Mariel Hemingway on this show years ago, and of course they talk about depression running in families, suicide running in families. Is it truly genetic, or if it is epigenetic, what would be manifesting in a family like that or families like that around the country?
Yeah, so, you know, psychiatry has been seeking to medicalize itself for some many decades now, right? And the idea that depression, for example, is a heritable illness is something that a lot of research has been devoted to, and you're probably not surprised to learn that, in fact, it's come up empty, right? That there is no gene for depression. And that's not surprising to me, because depression is this, it's essentially a syndrome, right? It's an impressionistic term for a symptom. And it's not a disease. It's not a disease entity. And it's certainly not something that is inherited in the ways that some people think it is. When we look at it that way, it's sort of like a fever, right? It's almost like a fever of the body. You wouldn't think to look for the gene for a fever. That doesn't even make sense. And a fever doesn't tell you what's causing it. It just tells you that the body is, you know, struggling with something. And so in many ways, that's how I look at depression. And so what I try to explore is how in my clinical practice, I've observed that what we are calling depression can very much be, you know, a medication reaction. It can be a food intolerance. It can be a micronutrient deficiency. It can be hypothyroidism. It can be many things that have meaningful expression in terms of a physiologic imbalance, but that are not the disease that psychiatry would like you to think it is.
You mentioned glandular issues, right? You talked about Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And it's that you want to talk about an epidemic, not just in women, but heavily in women. I mean, think Synthroid is the number one selling drug in the country, even though it's not the most profitable because it's generic at this point. But again, we've seen FDA battling against Armour. Thyroid is an option. There's now Natrathroid. But in reality, glandular exhaustion itself, whatever the cause may be, and you'll tackle that, can be a cause, a direct line you can draw to depression.
Right. I mean, if you look at the classical symptoms of hypothyroidism, right, whether it's low mood, you know, foggy thinking, weight gain, changes in metabolism, you know, these symptoms often with sort of like a flavor of agitation or irritability, even anxiety, overlap completely with the classical presentation of depression today. You know, depression in the modern era is not someone sitting in a state of melancholy, you know, hoping for death on the couch. It's actually very much looks like a state of heightened anxiety, you know, a lot of irritability, and then a flatness of mood, foggy thinking, fatigue. You know, this is more the syndromal picture we're seeing today, and it's exactly what you struggle with when you struggle with, you know, thyroid dysfunction, adrenal dysfunction, these sort of endocrine, you know, pathologies that stem from environmental insults, you know, whether it's fluoride in our water or, you know, processed food and proteins that have been, you know, adulterated in, you know, wheat or dairy, for example, whether it's chemicals like pesticides or plastics, you know, the thyroid and the immune system's relationship to it is very much like the canary in the coal mine. So that's why so many of us are struggling with this, but it would be a shame, right, to end up taking something like Prozac, Zoloft, or Paxil, often for life, if you had, you know, a reversible endocrine disorder or a reversible autoimmune disorder. I mean, I'm living proof that these things are completely reversible. So that would be really missing the mark if you were to have that diagnosis and end up on a psychiatric drug instead.
We're getting a little sampling here today on the show about the truth about depression and how women in particular, but men too, can heal their bodies to reclaim their lives. The book is called A Mind of Your Own. Links are up. We have banners up at the Robert Scott Bell Show website at robertscottbell.com. In addition to the book, I understand, Dr. Kelly Brogan, that you'll be having ongoing participatory events, if you will, or other things people can plug into to make even more practical what they learn from your book in the coming weeks and months.
That's right. So I've been working for about 2 years on a course, because when I began to appreciate that there weren't enough psychiatrists oriented in this way, you know, I do a lot of medication tapers, for example. I understand that there's a way for me to get people started without me, and that's what I wanted to do. That's what this book is about, and the accompanying course is going to be called a Vital Mind Reset, and it's essentially just to sort of take it to the next steps beyond the 30-day protocol in the book, because it's a very good starting point, but sort of like a then what type of a thing. So, yeah, and we'll have a community, Facebook community, you know, just sort of help people move through and really into this lifestyle, because the idea is that you take the torch and you run with it. You know, my goal for everyone is just sort of, you know, to awaken their inner guru, you know, awaken their inner healer. And that's absolutely possible, I think, for anyone who really believes that this is a good fit for them.
Yeah, the links will take you to not only Kelly's book, but also the opening up to learning about this coursework, A Vital Mind Reset, which is great. And, you know, this is so much in alignment with what we do here every day, Kelly, the idea that the power to heal exists within. The power to heal is yours. It's something I say every hour on this show. Because it's an important reminder, not just for the folks out there, but for me. I mean, I'm saying it to myself. I don't want to ever forget it.
Yeah. I mean, it's the most powerful secret, you know, that we're really sheltered from, because we're, you know, there's a lot of incentive for us to be dependent on a system externally and for that system and that dependency to be driven by fear. But when you're able to shed the fear and when you're able to sort of trust that anything that your body shows you symptomatically or pathologically is something that you need to see to help you recalibrate, then the whole enterprise of illness becomes, you know, quite a different experience. So it's actually a very liberating and empowering mindset.
You mentioned a concept of, I think it was like a drug taper, because there are so many millions of Americans right now on SSRIs or on antipsychotic drugs, or even children, for goodness sake, on basically methamphetamines like Ritalin. The tapering off, again, I don't want to make it so people go cold turkey, because that's one of the most dangerous classes of drugs to come off cold turkey. You've got to go off easy. Is there some insight, some ways that people can do it safely?
Yes. So I'm so glad you said that, because I learned the hard way. You know, I read a book called Anatomy of an Epidemic by Robert Whitaker, who's an investigative journalist. And essentially what he talks about is that, you know, if you really look at the non-industry funded data, you'll find that people are worse off for being exposed to these medications long term than if they never took them at all. And this was game changing information for me, because I had never been exposed to any of these long-term studies in a decade of training. And I began to offer patients the opportunity to come off their medications. This was years ago. But I hadn't instructed them in lifestyle, you know, rehabilitation, or we hadn't talked about diet. And man, was I ever running an outpatient rehab. I could not believe what was going on. And, you know, we are instructed as physicians to tell patients, oh, well, those are just your symptoms coming back, and that's evidence that you should stay on your medication for life. But, in fact, finally now in the literature, we have support for the notion that this is a withdrawal phenomenon, that these medications are extremely habit-forming. In my experience and in my opinion, I don't think there's a chemical on earth that is more habit-forming and addictive than psychiatric medications, and specifically antidepressants. So, you know, I've just never heard of coming off of crack cocaine, OxyContin, or alcohol by a thousandth of a milligram a month, which is sometimes what I need to do with patients who are on a classical SSRI. So, yes, this is very serious business, and I think actually needs to be in the informed consent process when you are beginning a medication for the very first time. You need to be aware that there's a possibility that it could be extremely challenging and maybe, unfortunately, not even possible to come off if you want to. And that doesn't mean that it's not something you can safely try. So, you know, when I meet a patient, whether they're on medication and want to come off or whether they want to avoid it, it's the same protocol. So first you have to confer resiliency to your body, and you have to really get yourself in the best shape possible before you even begin a slow and strategic taper, because then you're really, you know, upping your odds of success. And that's what I do now, of course, and now it's a much more pleasant process for my patients, but it must be extremely slow, like typically by no more than about 10% of the dose about every 2 weeks to a month. So it can take years, unfortunately, but it's worth it.
Yeah. Dr. Brogan, a few more minutes here before we wrap. I have to ask you the blowback, because you know, my 1,000th guest was Dr. Peter Bregan. He blew the whistle on psychiatry a long time ago, and there have been others. And yet, my goodness, there is a lot of focal point to attack anybody who brings this kind of information out to the world. Of course, we know this is a big reason why you're not appearing on mainstream news sources, because the psychiatric and the pharmaceutical advertising would not allow it. It would be over. But how have you navigated this terrain with this kind of blowback?
Yeah, so I anticipated this. Unlike my publishers, HarperCollins, I very much understood that, you know, it's not going to be a hospitable arena for this message, pharmaceutical-sponsored networks. And actually, I think it's actually pretty poetic what's happened, right? Because you know, there has been a grassroots energy around spreading the word in support of this message, in support of a different kind of healing. And, you know, we've achieved, you know, a degree of awareness that I don't think is typically possible without mainstream support, again, including, you know, bestseller lists and bestseller status on Amazon. So I think it actually is quite meaningful parallel to what the book offers, right, which is generating awareness around a non-pharmaceutical approach. And, you know, the way that we're doing this media wise is through, you know, independent support and generating awareness around non-pharmaceutically sponsored media. So it's actually quite a beautiful thing. And there's such a readiness for this information, and there's a huge community, yourself included, you know, that is rallying around the right to know, right? So that's really all that this is. It's like getting the information into people's hands, and then they can make their own decisions about what is right for them.
Now, people then still can see you or consult with you. You're in New York, but is this something that's feasible? That I've talked to a lot of doctors now. They're even doing Skype consults. You've seen shows on TV about and they make comedies out of it, of course, but the idea that you can actually interact that way. I don't know what the extent of, if somebody is drawn to hear your voice and say, you know what, she might be able to help me. Can they reach out?
Yeah, I do see patients, you know, here in Manhattan. The information in the book, I would say, and in the companion course, is absolutely what I tell people in the first consultation. So that's what I've tried to provide. It's essentially exactly what I tell people, and I make them fly, you know, across continents to come see me, because I always have to be in someone's energy, you know.
Sure.
Consultation. But the truth is that, you know, armed with this information, many, many holistic practitioners can help with this process.
Yes.
It doesn't need to be a psychiatrist. And in fact, it's not likely that it will be a psychiatrist, because there's so few.
Right.
But it doesn't need to be. And that's sort of the beauty of holistic medicine, is reorienting psychiatric issues back into the broader spectrum of whole body healing.
Well, Dr. Kelly Brogan, you're doing a great job. I hope this is only the first of many appearances on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. It looks like you're doing something right. If I were to guess, you are just out of residency. I mean, that's how young you look. So.
No, I'm pushing 40.
It's hard to believe. Hard to believe. But, folks, get the book. We've got it linked up in the show notes, A Mind of Your Own. You will be greatly, greatly rewarded for doing so. And tell some friends as well. Back about, oh my gosh, Super Don's got a story about dating by smell after this. Thanks, Dr. Brogan.
Thank you. Total pleasure.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, everyone. With 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dives deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Thanks again to the Doc of Detox, as well as Dr. Kelly Brogan, MD. Go get that book. The link's up. The images are up. The banner's up. Thanks to Captain Morgan in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Lots of good stuff coming your way, including, I know it's been a while. All three of us are married. No, not to each other. Super Don's got something going on. I don't know. And, you know, I think I've met Ed. Yeah, off Ed, of course. Yes. And so we've done that thing. But, you know, can you imagine going back out into the dating world? And it's a challenge.
Oh, I'm so glad it's over.
Challenge at any age, right? And I'm thinking, wait a sec, maybe there's a better way. And then Super Don finds the better way. How about dating by smell? How's that? Don't do your laundry for a week and figure out if you like the smell. And is this for real?
Yeah, I think if I were dating at the moment, I probably would stay single for the rest of my life if that were the case. But
yeah.
It is for real, yes. Now, apparently this group that did this, they were doing it not so much as to try and come up with some kind of scientific breakthrough, but it was apparently an art project.
An art project. I just can't think that, you know, art, of course, the starving artist concept, but I'm thinking they're going to turn this into the latest. Yeah, whether it's a Tinder site or something like else, it's going to be, you know, something like... I don't know. What would you call a dating by smell site? There's got to be a funny name for it. But they actually...
Well, they say love at first whiff in the article. I think that's kind of cute.
Love at first whiff. So here's the
whiff match.
Whiff match. There you go. Here's the idea. Don't wash. Wear the same T-shirt 3 days in a row. Don't bathe. Don't do anything. And then they send it in. They cut up swatches of the stuff. And then they send it out to the participants, whoever the signups are. And if you like the smell, I mean, some of them might be repugnant to you, but you might say, oh, that smells kind of nice. I kind of like that. If you are number 12 and the other person's number 84, and you 84 likes 12 and 12 likes 84, then they'll hook you up and see if it's a match. Except what's weird here is they won't tell you the gender or the orientation of the person that you like the smell of. I mean, this could be fraught with a lot of weirdness if it comes across the way it might.
Well, what I think is so interesting is that people, I think, you know, are always worried about, like, choosing the wrong person and being up in their head. It would be really interesting to see if you just kind of let your natural body pheromones do the picking, if it would follow what you would have mentally chosen, you know?
Well, it's, yeah.
I don't know if I would volunteer to do this, though. It just sounds weird and creepy.
I think it's kind of fascinating. I roomed with an artist in college. I could totally see her getting into this.
You think so? But I mean, isn't it fraught with danger? I mean, what if you find out you're attracted to, it's so politically incorrect, anything I say, I don't want to say, but just, it could be a dinosaur with hair coming out of his eyeballs. You're like, no, I mean, he smelled nice, but no, that's not going to work for me. I mean, would the smells overcome other things that you're like, that's just not attractive?
I feel like that would go back to, are you actually, like, a healthy and well-balanced person yourself if your body is not being attracted to what it should be attracted to?
I think the smell part of this is just one part of a very big puzzle that you would think somebody would need to have in order to want to date somebody or be with somebody, not just what they smell like. If that were the case, you'd think it would be like who has the cooler cologne on or something, right?
Sure. I remember the cologne days of my youth, and now I can't stand cologne. I mean, it's all the artificial synthetics. If you want to wear something, folks, in this day and age, and I hope the millennials get this, Captain Morgan, wear an essential oil, not the stuff you can get Chanel number death. I mean, that's just enough already.
Number death?
It's just okay.
I haven't tried that one.
Chanel number A for anaphylaxis. How's that?
Number 86. Yeah,
86, that code. But go with essential oils. Yeah. Or if you're an organic earth muffin and you like the smell of yourself, much less others that don't, you know, whatever, okay. So it's an interesting experiment, but it's fraught with some level of risk. And still, there's got to be a spiritual connection. I realize a lot of folks are attracted by, you know, raw physicality, right? And that may be the pheromone angle. But is there something beyond that? I guess only time will tell. And speaking of time, we're out of it. How did we get here? It's time for the weekend, folks.
We'll be. Yes, it is.
Hooray, Captain Morgan. Hooray for Super Don. Hooray for Kelly Brogan. Hooray for Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf. Remember, we're going to be in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Total Health coming up April 8th, 9th, and 10th. I hope to see you all there. In the meantime, tell your friends what I'm telling you. Or tell your mom. It's God's honest truth. She's still around. Tell her. The power to heal is hers, as it is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.